AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is badly beaten by an intruder who broke into the family's San Francisco home early this morning.
A source says the suspect broke into the home looking for the House Democratic leader, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" Police Chief Bill Scott says his officers were called to the home to check on Paul Pelosi and found both men with their hands on a hammer before the suspect yanked it away and started beating Pelosi.
Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody.
The 82-year-old Pelosi was severely beaten, suffering blunt force trauma after being hit several times in the head. His wife's spokesman says he is expected to recover. Nancy Pelosi was here in Washington, where she has now canceled an appearance at a human rights campaign fundraiser. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A federal judge refuses to block a group from watching outdoor ballot boxes in two Arizona counties. Some of those watchers were masked, armed, and wearing military-style ballistic vests. Some voters claim voter intimidation after people watching the boxes took photos and videos and followed them. The judge says barring the group could violate the First Amendment rights of group members. The drop box watching follows the release of the discredited film 2000 Mules, which wrongly claims that people were paid to travel among the drop boxes and stuff them with fraudulent ballots during the 2020 presidential election. One Atlanta man seen in that film dropping off ballots for himself, his wife, and their three grown children, who all live in the same home, is suing the film's producers following threats that have been made against him and his family. Longtime University of Georgia football coach Vince Dooley, who led the Bulldogs to the 1980 national title, has died at 90. Dooley coached from 1963 to 1988 and had only one losing season. This is AP News. A Department of Homeland Security review found DHS officials under then-President Donald Trump compiled dossiers on people arrested in 2020 in Black Lives Matter protests in Portland, Oregon.
According to the redacted 76-page internal review, the Office of Intelligence and Analysis deployed militarized agents against people protesting police abuses in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd. According to the report, some DHS analysts voiced concerns over the legality of collecting intelligence on protesters arrested for infractions having little or no connection to domestic terrorism. Some employees reportedly refused to participate. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, who obtained the report, says political DHS officials spied on Oregonians exercising First Amendment rights and justified it with conspiracy theories. I'm Norman Hall.
The Coast Guard, a crew of scientists, and others rescued 13 people, including a child, from a fishing vessel just before it sank off the Virginia coast. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.